Right now, it's going to pop into my mind and your mind. It's time for us to look at the pages of Main Street Magazine. It's Main Street Magazine on air. You can find Main Street Magazine throughout our tri-state area for free at various locations. And you can also find their website at mainstreetmag.com. And we welcome in Thorin Christendottir. Good morning, Thorin. Happy New Year and all that other stuff again.
Good morning. Same to you.
All right. Well, here we are. We are in the middle of the month. Hard to believe. Actually, almost to two-thirds.
We made it this far.
Yeah. It's amazing. The new year is I guess a lot of people are looking at the new year starting tomorrow. But but
certainly somewhere, yeah.
It's actually, well, we're well into it. Well, and Main Street Mag, now you must be already in the process of putting together the February issue, right?
Beyond putting it together, we're doing final touches. We're hoping to send it Thursday through the printer. That's at least when she told me she needs it by latest. So I'm, of course, running behind. But I'm finishing, I think I have one or two editorial today, and then we're working on some ads, and then hopefully we call it a wrap.
And what's the February issue going to be centered around? What's the title topic?
We kind of center, it's not an official theme, but we kind of center around the topic of community and families. So we kind of tied everything kind of tied into that topic a bit.
All right. Well, before we get to talking about February, I'm looking at your cooperative recipes, and it's funny because you have things here that I don't normally eat a lot of, but I do eat what's on your cooperative recipes, which is butternut squash soup. For some reason, I don't like butternut squash, but I can eat the soup. And your roasted vegetable salad. And see, I like it a different way. I don't know how you like roasted vegetable salad. I like it so the vegetables are al dente. They're soft, but they've got a little, you know, bite to them. So you can explain to me about the two recipes for the butternut squash soup and the roasted vegetable salad.
Well, the Berkshire Food Co-op was kind enough to provide us with these recipes to go with our wellness issue. And as you know, some of your listeners, I was going to say readers, some of your listeners know, you know, the Berkshire Food Co-op is a great resource for not just local food, but, you know, healthy and great foods. And so they were able to tie into our theme and give us these, I think, seasonally appropriate recipes too, you know, not just healthy, but, you know, as you just said, you know, I'm not a fan of butternut squash, but I love butternut squash soup. And I agree with you about the roasted vegetables. A little al dente is perfect, and I like to throw mine over salad sometimes, too.
Well, that's it. Yeah, if you cook them al dente, it's like you can have them, you can warm them up, but you can even have them as a cold salad. But the one thing that's missing from your butternut squash soup that I always put in, just in case it's a vegetable I hate, even though I like butternut squash soup, butter. I do put butter in my butternut squash soup. That's the only thing they don't have in there, but it looks like a great recipe. But it's funny how you could not like a vegetable and yet like a byproduct of the vegetable, like butternut squash soup. So,
right. Maybe. Well, I usually put the butter in when I'm sauteing my onions. But then, you know, you were talking about the Christmas presents you got before. I got an emulsifier, so I was very excited for my soups, like butternut squash soup. It's now I can emulsify it, you know, down so it's like, and just the right texture.
Oh, there's nothing like an emulsifier. If I want to make a poor man's shrimp bisque, I cook my shrimp. I put it in some fish stock, and I add a little bit of I won't say whiskey to it, but garlic, salt, and pepper, and then I put the whole shrimp in, and I emulsify it, and it just thickens right up, and it's like, oh my God! I won't do it with lobster because lobster, I consider it a sin to emulsify.
But have you tried cognac?
Yes. When other people, I like cognac, but I don't keep much cognac at my house, so I don't have any cognac to put in it. So I'll just put something in it, maybe even a little bit of brandy, you know, inexpensive brandy that'll just give it that little boom kick. But anyways,
yeah.
So those are two nice recipes that are there in this month. And then let's go on to spiritual healing, an article about alternative or complementing Western medicine. I've done this for a long time under the advice of Jill Goodman. I've done it with my own health. I've done it with, believe it or not, my animals by mixing Western medicine and also more of the different type of medicines, but there's you know, it's a great article because I really believe whenever somebody is sick and I know about it, I wish them positive energy and great spirits, because I think positive energy and a real good spiritual makes a huge difference. Maybe it's not something that solves the problem, but I really think it helps you fight whatever problem you're going through.
I completely agree. And sometimes sometimes I think that positive thinking and momentum can make all the difference. But Henry Levin here, who is the head of the Pinchot Foundation, was kind enough to share his story with us and how he, you know, his journey to spiritual healing and kind of how he created this foundation and what they do and, you know, just how, you know, how it works and, you know, what they do. And he gives some examples of spiritual healing, amongst other things. But I agree with you that the positive thinking, you know, even though sometimes when you're in a dark moment and, you know, or your health is, you know, very bad, it's hard to see that light. But I, you know, and I'll refer to another article we had earlier about Lori Santos. It's, you know, the power of positive thought, you know, goes a long way. And, you know, bringing that Eastern Western medicine together, it's all about balance, just like, you know, your diet, exercise. It's about balance of, you know, not too much and, you know, not too little, just finding the balance that's right for you.
Yeah, there's just, I'm sorry, there's, to me, positive thoughts. My sister was in hospice. They had, the hospital had given up. And she was in hospital for 3 weeks, and I asked friends and neighbors and everybody in the family. She came out of hospice and lived another six months eventually, passing away. But I'm convinced that the power of positive thought really helps, and especially when it's within the person that's going through those problems.
Yes.
What's interesting about this article is that we just talked about that, and then the next story that's immediately follows that on the web, which is mainstreetmag.com, is Finding Zen, the Ancient Practice of Meditation to Experience Health and Wellness Benefits.
I organized the stories, you know, for a reason this way this month. But yeah, Regina focuses on, you know, not just Zen, but meditation, mindfulness, and gives some tips on how to get started and gives us a little couple of quotes from professionals within the realm of that. But it kind of goes with what we're thinking about, you know, honing your thoughts and your energy and, you know, finding your inner Zen. Because as I get older, I realize the importance of it and the powerfulness of it and having it and controlling yourself in that way. But still, like you said, putting things out in the universe, you know, and I'm a firm believer what you put out, you will get back. And, you know, I truly find that, you know, the Zenfulness and mindfulness and meditation are certainly a part of that.
All right. Now, we only have about a minute or two left, but I have to comment on camping, the winter edition. I'm sorry, I don't like camping in the summertime. Never mind camping in the winter, but it's an interesting story when you read it.
I agree with you. I'm not a camper. I prefer, you know, plumbing and a bed. But there are those people who just love camping. And, you know, like Ian Strieber, one of our own writers, he's a camper. And John here, who wrote this article, he says there's a whole element to winter camping. So I that's why I said go for it. Give us the story on it. But hey, it also goes with wellness and the fact that being out in nature, you know, any season, you know, it does wonders for you, your mind, body, spirit. So, you know, perhaps winter camping is the rage for that. But, you know, there are ways to do it. And he quotes a number of different folks and has some information from them about how to winter camp and things to avoid to keep yourself safe and healthy and warm, I guess.
I have terrible stories about growing up. My father made me want to ski, and I fell on a ski slope, and I never skied again. And I think my second marriage, one of the major things that broke it up was my wife talked me into going camping, and it rained like heck. And her son and myself decided we were going to a motel.
Yeah.
Never to camp out again. And that's exactly what her son and I did. I don't think that helped the marriage, but it did help my state of mind and her son's state of mind. Yeah. But it's still a good story because, yeah, people do love camping, and there are people that love wintertime, so God bless them, camping at the wintertime. Well, so that'll wrap up. Obviously, when we speak next week, we might be talking about the February edition?
Yeah, quite possibly. We might be getting it, you know, well, maybe. It might not quite be out. It might be out at the end of next week. I'm just thinking what day it is. But, you know, we could certainly talk about that. We can talk about, you know, going into March as well, which is one of our favorite issues, the animals and farming issue, which everyone seems to love. And that's why I think we're going on 5 or 6 years here with that theme. But we got some fun stuff coming up. And our website has been chock full this month of wellness issue stories. And we're going to continue with lots of material on our website every week.
That's Main Street Magazine. Locations, of course, throughout the tri-state region to pick it up, and their companion, mainstreetmag.com. Thorin, we'll speak to you next week.
Sounds terrific. Have a good one.
Take care. Thorin Christendotter from Main Street Magazine here on Robin Hood Radio.